Welcome to the Arise podcast. My name is Tanya Anderson. I'm the CEO here at Arise. It's my pleasure to have with us today Darlene Klock, and she is our Employment Services Manager. Welcome, Darlene.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you here. Employment is one of our many programs that assist people to live the lives that they want and that they design. And it's so exciting because what you do is you interact with an individual with a disability and you find them a job and you support them in the job so that they can be successful and independent. Can you tell us a little bit about what our employment program offers?
Our employment program offers anything from starting off with a referral from Access VR. We complete the intake appointment and then we start providing services to them. We start off with job development, where our staff assists them with filling out applications. We work with them on creating a resume. We work with them on interviewing skills. We do mock interviews with them. Everything that it takes to help them find a job, we work with. We have grant funding if they need interview clothing or clothing once they start work. We can go out and help them purchase work clothes. Access VR also assists with that, but sometimes it takes a while for them to get their vouchers off. So it's always nice to have that grant money so that we can help go out, take them out and help them to find work clothes or interview clothes. So I actually started here at Arise in 2001, started as a job coach, and I went out and provided job coaching services. My first one was at a Ruby Tuesdays, assisting someone with putting the salad bar together in the morning. And the individual, that job lasted for quite some time. Even after job coaching started to fade, she continued to work there.
Wow.
Transportation was an issue for her, so I was able to help her with setting up transportation, and she became independent with working, and I would stop in and see her occasionally, and she enjoyed that. The employer was very pleased with her, and it helped her to become more independent in life.
Great. So Access VR, that's the state agency that assists a person with a disability in connecting with different agencies like Arise that provide employment services. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And a job coach you mentioned, that's really the frontline worker that is with an individual in the workplace supporting them in terms of anything they need to be successful. Is that how that works?
Yes, it is.
So you started, you're now the manager and the leader of this program, over 20 years ago on the front lines.
Yes.
And now you supervise everything. And you also still do some hands-on.
I do. I still go out and provide job coaching when, you know, when it's needed. It's enjoyable. It gets you out of the office, and you are able to interact and support one of our individuals, which is enjoyable.
And it keeps it real for you because you're not just doing paperwork and managing staff anymore. You're also seeing the rewards and dealing with folks hands-on.
Yes.
That's great.
And that's really enjoyable.
And I understand that our program really serves people with any kind of disability. Can you talk a little bit about the range of disabilities of the individuals that come to us?
Yes. We can provide services to anyone who has a learning disability. Maybe they have a physical disability and just need assistance with marketing their resume. We provide services to individuals who have developmental disabilities. And the funder for the individuals for developmental disabilities would be OPWDD, Office of People with Developmental Disabilities.
Right. And that story you told us about the woman at the Ruby Tuesdays, what sort of support did you give her as a job coach to be successful?
I had made up a picture of the salad bar when it was put together, and she used that every day. Her memory was a little bit off, so when I saw that she wasn't really getting it, I was able to take a picture and I laminated it for her so that she could see where the items went on the salad bar.
That's so creative, and it's very much like a teacher would do in terms of a visual calendar for a child in school who might have trouble remembering their schedule. So you just took what this person needed to be successful in terms of setting up the salad bar, got creative, drew a picture, or put together a picture, and she used that. That is very cool. And then once you had that tool in place for her, you said you didn't need to be there every day. You just checked on her.
Yes.
What are some of the other kinds of supports that job coaches might provide in the setting?
We could actually provide natural supports so that they can communicate, make friends, do things outside of work with coworkers. And we've had that in many situations where they would go out and go to events with coworkers outside of work.
So those are sort of the soft skills that we think a lot about with interviewing, and also the skills of coming to work on time, dressing appropriately, but also the social aspect of work.
Yes.
And that, again, is so consistent with what Arise does in terms of looking at the whole person. Wow. Do you have a particular story that stands out in your mind of an individual that we've worked with?
I do. When I first started working as an employment consultant, I was promoted from job coach to employment consultant. And other employment consultants had worked with this one individual, and they were not successful with helping him find a job. So I started working with him, and kind of felt like I wasn't really making much progress with him. We were working on interviewing skills and how to dress for an interview, and I would ask him questions, and he would hesitate, and he didn't respond. And I wasn't sure if maybe he just didn't know how to respond or what to respond. So I actually took him out to an employer, and we were talking with the general manager actually at Price Chopper, and we were talking about an interview, and I had mentioned that, you know, I was there on his behalf, he was with me, and asked if he would communicate with me, and the individual actually spoke up and said, no, I can do that, that's okay. So he was able to communicate with the manager, and he got the job. And he worked there for a good 10 years.
Wow.
They loved him there.
So you just were able to unlock that box and allow him to be confident enough to interact and in interview and get the job.
Yes. Once he heard me say that I was there on his behalf and that he may not speak up, he spoke right up. That was amazing.
So was that reverse psychology that you were intending?
Well, I was hoping so.
That's great. That is so great. And another thing that I think folks don't realize is that people with disabilities are really good employees.
They are.
And can you talk a little bit about why that is so? What are the aspects in terms of their commitment to the job, their loyalty that you see?
Well, very honestly, we have some employers that are a little bit, you know, questionable about hiring a person with a disability. And we have to explain to them it's not a matter of hiring a person with a disability. It's a matter of hiring a person that's able to come in and do the job.
Right.
And the individual will go in and with the supports, you know, the job coach, is a second person because they have a person training them. So the job coach is able to listen to what the expectations are and how to do the job. And the individual, I think they just flourish from that because they have a second person and they're able to make the employer happy with what they're doing. And I think they work a little extra hard because of the employer being a little standoffish, that they feel they have to work a little harder,
right,
just to make them feel as though they're doing the job just as well as anyone else.
And unfortunately, I think that's true of a lot of marginalized communities, that sometimes you have to work twice as hard as somebody mm-hmm. else just to show you can do it.
Yeah, just to prove yourself.
Right. And it's a real testament to the work that your staff does and that you do, because you're not only supporting the person with a disability in the job setting, but you're going out and you're cultivating employers and showing mm-hmm. them, hey, this community is a great asset and resource for you, and plus we will make sure they're successful.
Yes. One other story that I'd like to tell
sure.
is recently, a couple of months ago, one of the job developers was working with an individual who wanted to go to work at Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and she was so determined to get him a job. She was finally able to set him up with an interview, and she took him in. They went in together, and this individual was actually offered two full-time positions all in the same day.
Wow.
And he was able to pick which position he wanted to take. That's never happened.
That's
awesome.
It is awesome, and you and your staff are, I mean, you're awesome, and you really understand independent living and what that means. I mean, a story that I know of is that there was an individual at a workplace setting, observed one of our job coaches working with an individual, and just
yes.
was so impressed with her skills and the way she respected that person and provided support that wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
It was just a natural support, is the term that we use, just respectful. And this observer was so impressed that he called us up, and he wanted to know her name, and he wanted to make a donation to Arise in her
yep.
honor. And it's just one more example of just the tremendous work you're doing
yes.
in the community.
And it's so nice to have that happen, where, you know, it's nice to see that they recognize and that they're seeing and hearing, but then following up to let the agency or the business know the kind of work that they're seeing that's being done out there.
Right. So if someone wanted to learn more about our employment services here at Arise, what should they do?
We actually have, we have information sessions at Arise every Wednesday, and they start at 10 o'clock. And at that information session, we have an AccessVR presentation, which explains what AccessVR services do and how to get their services. We have applications here. Once the presentation's ended, they can fill out the application. We can assist them with filling it out if they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
We submit them to AccessVR, and then from there, AccessVR reaches out to them.
Great. So the Arise office is at 635 James Street in Syracuse. And our website is ariseinc.org. And this session, that's every Wednesday, it's really AccessVR is sort of the gateway as terms of referrals. So
yes.
someone has to make this application to AccessVR, and then it comes back to Arise. So it's a little bit of a circle.
Yes.
But that's the way things are set up. But we can be assured that someone who came to our information session could get connected with Arise pretty quickly, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's great. So thanks so much, Darlene, for
well,
all
welcome.
That you do and incredible power that you're giving folks every day and making that success a reality. And just thanks for everything you do.
Well, thank you. We all enjoy it.
Great.
For more information on how you can support Arise, visit our website at ariseinc.org. Support Arise. Support independence.